This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like that day when we were in the same hotel and we rolled over at the same time.
I'm tired of you telling that story because you've told it like 9 times in 3 years.
Well, I know, okay? But some people, you have to recycle in radio.
Not your booty-eating brother, bro.
No, Brad. No, it was very not like that. But we had overcome a fight. We had overcome a fight, man. And we locked eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, sun gleaming on yours, so extra brown, and it was a good moment. And
that's what I'm gonna send Julie a heart, and that's gonna be that moment.
And from then on, me and Jason have not had an argument ever since.
Well, that's not true.
That was like that. That was quite like that. Anyway,
man, I I'm hoping the underdog, because this is worth nobody believes in us. Because what is the line, John? 6.5, 7? Last time, 6.5, and I'm up to 7. Nobody expects you to go into Cincinnati and win tonight. You haven't won there since 07, 08.
Yeah.
Lost 6 straight there. But when Penny Hardaway tells those guys, you know, they doubt you, it's worked.
Yeah.
Typically. And again, that goes back to last year, goes back to this year. You know, maybe they'll come out with the right mindset and punch first against a Cincy team that's, going to be. Let me out for revenge. You embarrassed them pretty good here.
Now, a lot of people have wondered, and I think rightly so. Again, precious chance. No precious, no chance. Got a call this morning. The expectation is that freshman forward and leading scorer Precious Achiuwa, who left the game against South Florida on Saturday, is expected to play. The word is that Precious Achiuwa is going to play tonight for the University of Memphis, which is obviously a terrific development, because there was a time early this week where the word I was getting is that it didn't look like he would go. And so now it sounds like he is going to go, and that's absolutely crucial for the University of Memphis to have a chance in this game. He had 18 against them. I believe it was 18 against them, something along those lines, when they played here in Memphis. You know, so he was very effective against the Bearcats when they played in Memphis. And without him, they'd have no chance with him. In this sort of wacky world of college basketball.
Josh passing Georgia Tech was 10-12.
Exactly,
just
man.
Beat number five Louisville last night and controlled it, outscored them both halves.
Were we not talking about Josh Pastner yesterday?
I think we talked that into existence. We were talking about good guys.
Yes.
And why they get longer span.
Josh Pastner ain't never getting
longer
fired.
Longer honeymoons,
now.
longer tenures because they're nice guys. That's what it came up.
And he beat Louisville.
And you got Goodman tweeting he's saving his job. It sounded like Josh was already in
the
seat.
Is Louisville
the
only ranked team that Josh Pastner is capable of beating? Because I think he owns Louisville. That year that he got his first ranked win at the University of Memphis, then he sweeps Louisville.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But this is the ACC Coach of the Year his first year. Like, he's won other ranked games. Since he's lit. You want to.
I know that was back then, but but yeah, and dude, that he was 8-23.
This just locked. I mean, you give him the extension.
Yeah,
this just locked.
100% on that. It's already on his desk this morning.
Ron Bell tried to destroy him.
He did, but he did not prevail. Did he?
Why? Because he's too good a guy.
Well, also because Ron Bell was lying. I mean, that's the other thing. He's lying, wasn't he?
He wasn't lying about he had receipts.
He was lying about some things.
Well, a little minor stuff.
Well, with Josh Pastner putting his hand on the chick and, you know, finishing, that was a lie.
All of that was a lie.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's a big lie. It's a big lie to tell about somebody. That's graphic.
Where is old Ron?
Probably in prison. Was somewhere with the National Geographic stack attached to him. We have a lot to get to.
Did you hear that?
That's what he said on Gary's show, that he'd be in prison with the stack of National Geographics tied around his waist.
I felt bad for Josh for the simple fact that Ron took advantage of that man, and that was pure evil in that regard. It just was. And that was where I was sad. Now, clearly, and Jason, you've pointed this out, everybody who's talked about this, you know, you took advantage of a guy who was trying to be a good guy to a fault, you know, and that. But it was a sad story. So I don't root against Josh. I hope the best for
him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh is a millionaire.
Dude. Yeah,
there is no reason
exactly
to like.
Right.
Let's not get down about Josh. Like, he's a good dude.
Good,
he's a millionaire,
point.
And because he lives right, it's probably why he beats Louisville.
Yeah,
when he's 10 and 12.
That's right. That's right. Anyway.
Hopefully Penny's living right then.
We will come back with the rundown. We'll talk about the coronavirus, which may or may not have found its way to Shelby County. We'll discuss it.
I thought I saw that.
We'll discuss that. Also, there's a lot more to come. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life.
That's right. With zero sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hard-working folks just like you.
And when we get off at 2 o'clock, we feel like, man, we have hit a wall. And turns out, Jason, we're not alone. In fact, research shows that more than 70% of us hit the wall after lunch. So let a 5-hour energy shot help you leap over that wall instead of crashing into it.
That's right. They're delicious and can take you to a tropical on-the-go experience. That comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I'll send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
It's so
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I love you, that was just a typo, that drive me crazy, she gon' make me psycho, everything I've been through, something only I know, hey, tryna stay up on my iPhone, told my bitch I love you, that was just a typo, that drive me crazy, she gon' make me psycho, everything I've been through, something only I know.
Every day at this time we like to do a little thing. We call the rundown, and Julie, I love you. Let's get to the rundown.
The rundown is presented by City Auto.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Grizzlies hand Portland a 111-104 defeat that cushioned their lead in the West on the number 8 spot. Pushed it up to 4 games. We said going into this game, there wasn't a ton to lose. You got a chance to make a big statement. Yep. Wasn't a ton to lose because you had a 3-game lead against Portland going in. You'd still have a 2-game cushion even if you lost, right? And let's face it, you've got the toughest schedule the rest of the way, and nobody probably really – I mean, look, we've all got a lot of faith, but nationally, everybody's expecting you to sort of fold up. So there's nothing really to lose.
That's right.
We said if you win, right, though, there was a ton to gain.
So much
and
to gain.
They absolutely did, making it a 4-game lead over the Portland Trail Blazers, who the most costly thing could have happened wasn't just loss. We'll see the severity of it, but Damian Lillard going down with 3 minutes left, didn't go down really, just coming down off a layup attempt. You saw him immediately reach for the groin about 3 minutes left and, you know, try to give it a go there for a minute, then just walk off the court, go back to the locker room, realize, no, it's not worth doing. This could obviously affect the entire playoff push, the entire playoff race the rest of the way, because Portland is the team, at least before these last 2 games that it played, before this back-to-back, that you looked at and you said, man, that's the veteran unit, you know, with the way Carmelo's playing, with what Damian specifically was averaging about 40 points over his last 10, 12 games, that looks like the team that could really overtake the Grizz. Besides, they're the veteran unit that should. So we'll see the MRI on Damian Lillard. I don't know if it's come in already, but I suspect if you listen to him after the game, this isn't going to be something that holds him out for a while. He's already decided. He was telling Wojcie right afterwards in a scrum of reporters,
yep,
he's not going to be in the All-Star game, not going to do the three-point contest, is probably going to still participate in some of the activities, I guess, but not playing.
Yep.
I think in telling folks, look, I'm saving myself. And if you didn't think so, he basically said it in the locker room that for those of us thinking that this thing's over, that this was the end of the playoff race, don't. And a determined Damian Lillard, we know, is a Damian Lillard you need to be worried about. So that said, we'll see the severity of that. I don't suspect it'll be very severe. Again, he got off of it pretty quick. He didn't force it. And for the Grizzlies, man, you just got to be pleased with the way this team is finding ways to win, even when it's not shooting the ball well offensively. Again, I talked about it. Your main guys were off all night long. Ja Morant, 9 of 23. You know, Dylan didn't shoot it. Jaren was 1 of 6. Dylan was, for the most part, broke, and yet you still find a way to win. Brandon Clark, a big part of that with 27 points. They have continued to amaze us in a different way, it feels like, every game. Again, whether it's a job pass,
yep,
or whether it's the way this team just finds a way,
yeah,
this time against a playoff-caliber opponent, they continue to impress.
Do you realize?
John saw it all from the front row. That was part of the story last night, too.
Do you realize that if you sit courtside, you can go into the lounge where they have Reese's Pieces, gummy bears, M&M's, chocolates, free beer, free food, but booths. Like, do you realize that? Like, that is the perfect summation of America, right? Like, it is the perfect summation of this country. If you have access to certain things, you will have an amazing life and an amazing experience in this life. But if you don't, you'll just have, like, that much worse of an experience. You know, like, you have to buy your – it's one of those things that doesn't make a lot of sense. And like, when you're rich, people give you things for free. How much damn sense does that make?
Well, you do pay for those things.
Well, for sure. For sure, you do. But I'm just saying
that's why they cost $1,500.
Generally speaking, though, when you are
rich – some of that's a misconception.
When you are rich in America, though, you do get – people take care of you with certain things, though. Like,
well, absolutely, because they want to woo you.
Exactly.
Because you're important and you have sway.
But when you don't have – money, you have to pay for everything. Now, well, like, that's just ass backwards to me, okay? But that's a political/philosophical discussion that clearly you jabronis don't want to have today. Y'all just want to talk about sports, and y'all want to talk about
jobs.
Because the way we're looking at you, I'm looking at you like this because you realize you're talking about the plight of black and white black folks with the white folks. You realize that's what you're talking about, too?
Oh, white privilege? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, when you're talking about this is a town, John, that lives in poverty.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Big. If you wanted to back it up and go big picture.
And so I was wearing my Teflon waterproof coat for them.
Well, my point about your eyes opening up last night and seeing all this, my whole point is that, you know, some of this has been going on for a while, man, and maybe you didn't notice.
Have you ever seen that video where the football coach has he has all of his players lined up, and he says, take two steps forward if your parents are still married. Take two steps forward.
Was that Remember the Titans?
No, it's a real video. And he says, take two steps forward.
Oh, this is real.
If you never had to worry about where your next meal was coming from.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually a very powerful exercise because
it's amazing to see what happens.
When it's done, when he's done saying take two steps forward, you see this gap, you know, of
incredible.
Of people who, you know, didn't have any of that stuff, you know.
Versus, I remember when Joe Clark, played by the great Morgan Freeman, was in Lean on Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good movie.
And have you seen it, Brad?
I have seen it.
I know,
yes.
John. I know John.
For real.
Hadn't. But to your point, John, he was fed up.
Yep.
Who you gonna blame? The kids, the crazy bad kids, or the teachers?
Thank you.
Well, crazy Joe Clark went in there, right? And he told those teachers who were using the kids as the excuse, right? Now we gotta shake y'all up. So to your point, what did he have them? He had them raise their hands.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. So y'all all. Oh, now you have seen it.
Of course.
Okay.
When did you see this?
Not by not on purpose, but like I've seen it on accident. You know what I mean? Like one of those kind of things. Like it's just been on and I've watched.
What was the fat guy's name?
I can't tell you that.
Sam's.
I can't see that. Like, I can't give you those. Yeah, but I remember the hand raising scene, man.
Okay.
I remember the hand raising.
Well, he shook those teachers. But the whole point was what you were just trying to give that in your example perspective.
Right.
Okay. See what most of these kids have to go through, what they're coming through before they even get to school. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sometimes looking down the barrel of a gun. Sometimes don't have food on the table.
Yeah.
Realize. And John, that's been going on for years.
Now let me give you some perspective.
But
on
I'm glad
that
it finally all hit you over the head last
on that,
night.
Let me give you some perspective
from your front
on that
row
Peter
seat.
Millar coat that I had on.
Nobody.
I can bring it into you. You can feel it. It's cashmere.
I don't want to.
And it was raining outside last night, so I wanted to wear a waterproof coat. There's some Teflon in the shoulder part of it. And I wanted to give you some perspective on you know, just how because it was raining threes inside FedEx Forum last night. I didn't want to get wet. But while we're on the subject,
I bet you kept it on the whole night.
You damn right.
That's what new money does. Doesn't even feel good about taking that thing on and strapping it over the back of the back of the chair.
Those coats not meant to be taken off.
Oh, I know.
Those coats not meant to be taken off.
You are straight new money.
Now, I will tell you this. Speaking of gaps and speaking of taking two steps forward, the Grizzlies now have a 4-game gap on the Portland Trail Blazers.
Way to bottom line that.
And that is going to loom very large over the next few weeks of this season because, as we know, the Grizzlies do embark on a 4-game road trip. That's going to be very difficult because you're playing the Clippers, you're playing the Lakers, and you're playing the Rockets.
It's the toughest in the league. According to Tankathon, their schedule is the toughest the rest of the way.
But I really do believe, and I'm not just saying this because I was front row last night, I really do believe that this team is playing too good a basketball to cough this up.
Oh, don't put them in yet.
If they keep playing the way they're playing right now, they will not cough it up.
I believe in Ja. You're asking a ton of this young squad.
But they're playing good basketball.
John, I just explained to you. They're finding new ways to win every night.
This is not an accident what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, Ja wasn't even that. I mean, he was really, really good. But he was 20-9 last night. Like, you can get that from Ja pretty much every other night at this point. It wasn't like he had to have 30-10.
Again, I'm all about the hope. I'm all about the mojo. I'm all about the momentum. But as pointed out to me in a DM on Twitter just now, and I think people, they hadn't seen the update this morning. That's been updated since 538's gone back and updated its playoff chances for these teams.
Yes.
Since the Grizzlies beat Portland.
Yes.
And you'd think Memphis's would have increased. They got the Pelicans at 55% and the Grizz at 12%. Okay? That's how tough the schedule is the rest of the way. Those are the updated. I'm looking at them right now to make sure I'm – chance of making the playoffs, that I'm not making any mistake here. But, yes, the Pelicans, who have the easiest schedule, right, they've got them at 55% now to make the playoffs, and Memphis, again, at 12%. Now, how can that be for a Memphis team that just beat Portland, right, and is absolutely rolling from a mojo standpoint, from a culture standpoint, from a just offensive and defensive standpoint at this point? It's because of the schedule. And so, John, I don't want you to –
playing really good basketball right now.
Your little happy hopes and your little Peter Millar coat and getting all you want to bet it and gamble it all right now. Just be careful.
Well, here's the thing about the Blazers, okay? Like, you
the
know,
the greatest part is it doesn't matter. Like, these will be playoff type games and a push going the rest of the way.
That's true.
It's going to be hard.
But like, I don't know how good the Blazers are. Like, that's the thing.
Great statement.
Like, I don't know how good they are. I mean, I know you got Damian Lillard and I know you got CJ McCollum, and you're going to get what you're going to get from them on an nightly basis, but it's the rest of it that I have questions about.
Over at 538 on the update, they've got the Blazers at 31%. Again, Pelicans right now, who are 23-31, 8 games under, you're 2 games over, they've got it 55 now, much in part because of the schedule. It's the easiest the rest of the
time. I mean, because you look.
But you're going eye test.
And
that's a different conversation.
Like, they're leaning on really young cats. Like, they're leaning on Gary Trent, some dude named Gary Trent Jr. They're leading on Anfernee Simons.
Well, Gary Trent Jr. went to Duke, didn't he? He's not just some dude.
I know, but I mean, like, who is this guy? Like, I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere. Like,
his dad was a Shaq of the Mac, if I'm not mistaken.
He's averaging like 6 a game, and he's getting like big time minutes for them, you know?
Carmelo ain't exactly his prime.
Well, he had a bad shooting night last night, but he's had a decent season for them.
Yeah, like they're leaning on Carmelo they're playing him out of position. Hassan Whiteside, again, like, I don't know how good the Blazers are. That's the other part of, A, the Grizzlies are playing really good basketball and they have a 4-game lead, but B, I just don't think the Blazers are legit. Like, I don't think
well,
so.
The
plus
problem is,
plus the injury to Damian.
The problem is that you're very old. The Damian injury, we'll see. It doesn't feel like it's serious, but if it does, then obviously that'll have a huge impact. But with Carmelo and Ariza, yes, two vets. I mean, last night they go 5 of 26.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. Sometimes they're going against a guy like Jaren Jackson who's got all the energy in the world, you know what I'm saying? And Carmelo, all he can do, you saw it in that one post-up sequence, all Carmelo can do is reach.
That's right.
The night before, they got Carmelo on Zion because they're playing him, to your point, he's playing power forward on most nights, and Zion backs him down, and just his body almost breaks Carmelo's face. Carmelo gets the foul.
Yep.
But absolutely. So let's go back to your point. You're right. On eye test, with the way the Grizzlies are built and fit together, you look at Portland right now, you know, you like the fit better, particularly in the front court. That said, dude, watch the – I'm not counting out these Pelicans.
Clearly,
analytically, these guys that do this stuff, they're not counting them out. They're giving them the best chance. I'm just saying,
Pelicans play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
I think that's right, to close it out, to go in the All-Star. I'm just saying, before you declare them in, realize they have the toughest schedule, and the numbers say they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm rude. Don't get me wrong.
X-ray joggles are telling me that the Grizzlies are going to make the playoffs. That's what they're telling me. That's what I see, man.
Joggles?
And like when you're on, like, again, when you're on the floor, it's like.
There's such an opportunity here for the Grizzlies. They must be like this. I bet I would already be making them, right? Because again,
get them goggles.
I heard Jeff this morning. There was the whole, is it binoculars? Is it goggles? And Ja kind of came in and said, well, yeah, initially it was binoculars, but then it became goggles. Do y'all remember? Goggles can make you see better.
Yeah, they can.
In the Kareem days.
My man, Jameis Winston's supposed to be wearing his. He won't wear his goggles. Yeah. Bruce Arians told on him. Jameis won't wear his goggles in practice. Part of the reason why I can't see.
We have breaking news, Elliot, by the way, Perry, on Jameis. He's getting LASIK today.
That's part of the story. Yeah. Yes, he got the LASIK. So why? So he wouldn't have to wear his goggles. He was like me. Yeah. Young kid didn't want to wear his glasses. Think it makes him look ugly. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Jameis was like, that man be squinting. Can't even see the scoreboard, bro.
Yeah.
And we had wondering why he threw 30 interceptions.
Because he has no idea who he's throwing to.
He can't see the damn uniforms.
Right. It's all a blur.
Got a hell of an arm.
It's already fast, and it's all also he can't see.
He can't see him. But do we not remember EP with the goggles?
Yes, I do.
You got the guy down there. You're going to do a joggles. It's going to look just like Elliot Perry's. You're going to give him away. It's going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Because you can't do binoculars cheap.
Well, do you know what happens when you, and this is my experience, I don't know if it happens for everybody else, but when you sit down, when you plop down on the seat,
Are you still talking about front row experience
now? That there's a built-in. No, I swear, there's built-in speakers, Bluetooth speakers in the headrest of the seat.
Stop lying.
No, I'm serious. And it's Johnny Nash, and it's Johnny Nash.
What?
Singing I Can See Clearly Now?
Seriously, you gotta try it. But when you sit down,
you are a lie.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
What did Tubby call me? A bald faced lie. You a bald faced liar.
He called
right
you
now.
Fake news, is what he called you.
He called me a bald faced lie.
I'm just telling you, ask anybody that sits front row, when your butt plops down, it's a brief snippet. But yeah, that's what you start to hear. It's Johnny Nash, because you're on the floor, man. And what you
see
is not a Portland Trailblazers
team. That must
be
what Ja's hearing when he's seeing all those passing lanes.
But you don't see a Portland Trailblazers team that is actually going to really threaten the Grizzlies for the playoff spot. What you see is a young team that knows exactly who it is, carried by an undeniable superstar.
So unique.
And this is stuff you just can't get anywhere other than courtside, right there on the floor. I mean, people come up to you, they shake your hand, they give you like the referee's names.
You, huh?
They welcome you. It's like a big family, man. And I want to thank those people for making me feel where I belong.
Like when Eddie Murphy went to the bank as a white man, and they just gave him the money.
Yes,
they just gave him the money.
Didn't even have to apply. Mm-hmm. You know,
I do have one courtside question since I watched this on the tube last night.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see John on there too? You're like me.
I saw parts of you.
Yeah, Brad in the back. Go ahead.
Here's the question for you, front row Johnny. They had this moment where the referee decided not to go to the review cam.
Oh, I saw that. Was that Maurer that did that?
I wasn't in my seat. I was not at my seat at that moment.
It was so the Brevin, who we're going to have in the next segment, was talking about it.
Yeah.
It was so funny because the dude just said, I'm not looking at the monitor.
And Brevin cheered. You could see him on the sideline. He's like, yeah.
I was not at my seat at that. I don't believe I was at my seat. I missed the whole third quarter.
Yeah.
I was in the Reese's Pieces lounge.
My
you know what I'm saying?
Goodness.
Where you get the
you
free
missed
beer.
It. You should have taken advantage of it.
Yeah.
More.
So, but no, it was again, you got to try it. Just. It's only, I think the ticket itself last night was $600. Drop the $600 and just see for yourself.
$600.
See for yourself, man. You can and you'll hear the Johnny Nash. It's the Bluetooth. I mean, it's Robert Pair. It's like the ubiquity stuff. So just sit down and you'll hear Johnny Nash. It's the best part of the experience.
I've been banned from down there. I'll never get to hear the music you're talking about.
Well, you can do the hustle.
You know who banned me?
Who?
Tui.
No, Sean Tui banned you from the front row?
I will never be able to.
He took a shot at Sean Tui on Twitter.
It wasn't a shot at all.
What'd you say?
What are you talking about? A shot at Sean Tui? It wasn't a shot. It was his father.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What's the dad's name?
No, I had a second row seat down there, and I came on just like John. Now not bragging about it, but talking about the experience and talking about how the Tuis were around and the eating area and all that. And I told too much. I told way too much of their inner secrets and all that.
Right.
Got cut off, never invited back.
You bragged about a second row seat.
It wasn't a brag.
Okay.
It was telling you just
informational.
Like you did me, the experience. Yeah. And telling you about how I saw the TUIs and the eating room and the foods there, kind of like
that
you.
Seems
it was
perfectly reasonable.
Well, I told too many of their secrets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I told too many of their secrets and I've been cut off.
Yeah, but anyway.
I'm joking, by the way.
No,
those
are good people.
It was, yes. I've done second row, and that'll probably be it for me. That's probably the peak John got to hear. I can see clearly now.
It was amazing.
And those
headband
seats.
12, man.
Got the surround sound, you liar.
It's beautiful.
I'm not, dude, ask anybody that sits down there. They'll tell you, man, it's a secret. It's like a secret society.
Y'all touching fraternity. All over DeAnthony Melton. Stop touching people
Nobody,
down there.
It was a fist bump, man. It was very, very surface level.
He sought out your wife. That's interesting.
No, my wife sought out him.
Oh.
That's even worse.
It is. And that's something that I'm going to have to deal with internally.
I would check her on that.
I'm not going to check my wife. She apologized.
Does she like basketball players who don't wear tights?
I have never asked her that specifically.
Like if my wife reached out to fist bump Penny, you think I'd allow that?
Mm. Well, I know what you would do. You would say no. I'd slap the hand down.
You might be good at offense, but you ain't good here, man.
Oh, you hear that from Brad? That's something. All right.
Trying to help out.
I'm kidding around. I'm happy you all had a good time.
Thanks, man.
Even happier, John, that the Grizz won and the cushion is at 4 games.
We will come back. Brevin Knight's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, what he thinks, how much fun his job must be every single night to get to call these damn Grizzlies.
Absolutely.
We will talk to him about all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149, plus you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Head on over to Frontier Western Store for their famous February sale. This is Frontier's biggest sale of the year, and it's time to save big on boots and apparel. All men's jeans are now on sale. Ariat denim, $10 off. Wrangler and Carhartt pants, $5 off. Select styles, marked down even more, up to half price. There's huge savings on Carhartt shirts as well. Select clearance shirts and outerwear, up to 50% off. Ariat shirts and jackets discounted as well. Hurry in for best selection. Women's t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, and Puppy Love as low as $10. Frontier has markdowns in the boot room as well. Hundreds of boots by Double H, Rocky, Durango, and Ariat now priced to move to make room for new spring arrivals. Stop by Frontier today and grab your next pair of dress or work boots. It's the famous February sale at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
On this show, we call him Mr. Keep It Real. He is Brevin Knight, television analyst for the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies get a big win last night going into the All-Star break over the Portland Trailblazers. He joins us now. Brevin, what's going on, man? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good because, of course, the Grizzlies, 2 games over .500, good win. But it's not raining today. So I guess I just got to be happy for that.
Yeah, I think that's what happens when the Grizz win. They go into the All-Star break on a dub. You know, the clouds come back together a little bit. obviously – big win, needless to say. But from your vantage point, what you saw last night, what was the most encouraging thing for you?
Well, the most encouraging thing is the way that they're playing defense. We always knew that offensively they would be gifted because, number one, the style that they're playing, Coach Jenkins has them playing at the right pace. They have enough offensive weapons that they can do things good on the offensive end. It was all about where they're going to be able to get the stops necessary. And we've seen, and since the calendar pretty much has turned, that they've continued to learn how to defend. And these last two wins can speak straight to their defense. They had a horrendous offensive night in Washington, but still was able to win that game because defensively they kept themselves in it until they were able to get a rhythm in the fourth quarter. And then last night going up against one of the best scoring trios that you have in the game with Lillard, McCollum, and Carmelo Anthony. And again, they do a terrific job of not allowing them to ever find a rhythm so that they would be engaged in the game. And because of that defensive pressure, they never looked as if they were going to have a chance to win it. So I think their defensive intensity, the coverages, the way that they're playing on that end has been the biggest difference.
I think you're absolutely right, Brevin. I mean, literally, you got Ja, Jaren, Dillon Brooks, right? Your three pillars, as far as that's concerned right now, going 14 of 45, and yet for the most part, you control that game. What's changed the most defensively? Like, is it how hard it is to score on them, frankly, inside when you've got, you know, Jonas, even Brandon Clark coming off the bench is a shot-blocking threat, but you got Jonas in there. The way they're playing defensively, it's hard to score inside on them. Is that the biggest change? Is it the pressure just turning up, like you say? Is it because the young team's figuring it out?
I think you put all of those together. The biggest thing is it started from our interior defense got better. And, of course, you say Valanciunas, but Jaren has been phenomenal.
Absolutely.
With his defensive intensity. And last night, to see him come, he took a foul last night against Whiteside. He was defending the corner. Whiteside had a wide-open dunk inside. He hustled from the corner to come in to attempt the block. He got the foul. Block didn't allow him to make the shot. But that level of attention to detail, the intensity has changed on the defensive side to match the intensity that they had been playing with when they're running downhill on the offensive end. And so I think this is learning, it's maturation in that if we can get the stops, then that's more times that we can run out and have fun throwing lobs, finishes at the rim, open threes. And the game that they would like to play is all predicated on can you get stopped. And they're doing that now.
Yeah, I should have left out Jared.
Brevin, Ja had 29 last night. I don't know, who would you compare it to? Because the way that when a fast break starts at FedEx Forum and Ja Morant is leading it, like the crowd just – you can feel it. Like, you can feel the crowd anticipating something special is about to happen. Like, who else has that ability? Like, who else across the league, you know, has that ability to just let the crowd know when they're leading transition, something wild's about to happen, and they can feel it?
Well, you start to put them in the words of where LeBron gets on a break. You know that's a runaway train. When De'Aaron Fox gets on a break, you know that this is hard to stop. When Russell Westbrook gets on a break and he is charging, not many people want to get in front. And so whenever people say the comparison, he is his own person, and he's something that we haven't seen before because he has the speed of the fastest person that you want to name in the league that's played in the game. He has the handles of any and every basketball player that we know, whether you talk about guys that you played against for me that we grew up playing with in the park, guys that I played against in organized basketball. The way that he handles the basketball and those type plays, he can do that with anybody. And then he tops it off with his athleticism, being able to hang and finish over the top of you, hang to be able to now make the right pass to a teammate. So I think all of those attributes that he puts together is not one person. Those are all taking a piece of this guy and a piece of this guy. And I think when you put that all together, then you have – what I believe to be is a future superstar, as long as he continues to work at this game, he stays healthy, and keeps his mind in the right place, people will start being compared to what he is and not us trying to figure out who he's comparable to.
Why is it gelled so well, Brevin? It's one of the biggest questions. I mean, I think Ja's a big part of it, obviously, but sometimes you put a superstar in the middle of a young team, right, and guys start to resent that. Maybe they don't want to hand it over, hand them the keys over so early. Is it the right guys? Is it the right temperament, the right fit? How much has Taylor Jenkins played into that? You know, why is it gelled together? And they're building a culture so early, much earlier than we all anticipated.
I'm going to tell you this. I'll break it down for you this way. It starts with the organization, first and foremost, which is, what is your plan, and is that a top-down plan? Does everybody at the top have the same plan as the people that have to execute it at the end? And I think, first and foremost, they have that in line. The next part is they were able to go out and get players that are capable of winning games. You don't know how they put it together. Will they win? I don't know, will they, but they're capable of doing it. And then you give them a star that is infectious, but he's not a selfish star.
Gotcha.
He's a star in which he's a guy that wants everyone to do well. So what do? Everybody passes the basketball. Move the ball well. It's the reason why it's the number one assist team in the league. And so when everybody feels as though they are empowered to help the team be good, yeah, then that is where everybody now plays to their role, and they just want to figure out, how do we win? And that's what they have. They don't have the average young guys, which is no knock on these young guys, but today so many kids come in entitled. Feel like you're supposed to give them this. You're supposed. They don't have that supposed to mentality, mm-hmm. And because of that, I think they put themselves in a position where they could get better. A lot of times, players get in their way. You get in your own way because you don't want to let the process happen, or you're not allowing others to play along with you. That's not the problem that they have, and you're seeing across the board, everybody is successful for it, and the team is successful also.
We are, of course, talking to Mr. Keep It Real, Brevin Knight. You can catch him on all of the Grizzlies broadcasts on Fox Sports South. When's the last time, Brevin, you had this much fun doing your job?
It was different type fun with the grit and grind era. You know what I mean? That was because it was a bunch of hardworking guys that had to prove something every night that they belonged in the league. For every one of those guys, of our core four at that time, they all had to prove that they belonged here. This is guys that you know have the talent, can it all come together, and the style of play is so much fun. So this is, it's a different type of fun. The grit and grind was like, oh, this is just pure basketball here, and they are maximizing everything that we have, and it was fun to watch us maximize. This is like, well, what are they going to do tonight? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Something tonight is going to happen that we may not have seen. Whereas with the old team, you knew exactly what you were going to get every night. So, yeah, this is a different type of fun, but it is a heck of a lot of fun.
Brevin, is there a pass for a point guard? Is there a passing type zone like we like to talk about with the shooting zone? You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like Ja was in that last night. You ever get in that thing where you're seeing through the goggles, you're seeing through the binoculars, and it's everything slowing down? Is that what we were watching last night?
It's nice when you can allow the public to see it with you. See, as players, we see it a lot, and it's hard sometimes for everyone else to see it. But when you are completing the plays that he has completed last game, but also you go back to the Washington game in that fourth quarter, the passes that he made to Kyle Anderson were phenomenal. The drop-off to Jaren late when he jumped in the air, looked as if he's going to pass it out and drops it down low. So it is, you definitely get into that zone, and it's the one thing. So scores get in their zone. I haven't been in a lot of score zones. I've had it every now and then. But the assist zone, I've been in a lot. And you just figure, and you have the feel of know where everyone is. And then every time you make that pass, you know that this is a finishing pass. And he has right now, he's in that zone of knowing exactly where guys are. Oh, wow. And he just continues to find them.
Oh, it's awesome to watch.
Damian Lillard obviously left the game last night with a groin injury. He said he's not going to participate in the All-Star game. I do wonder if he's still going to rap. He was scheduled to rap. I wonder if this will preclude him from doing that. But
no.
He'll still
listen, he's a performer.
I believe
he said he's still going. He said, his quote, if you read through it, I'm still going to go. I'm just not going to participate in those events.
Gotcha.
So it's Saturday night. I don't care how he got to do it. He will be up there spitting somehow, some way.
Adam Silver selected Devin Booker to take his place. I mean, should we be outraged? Was this expected? Does he deserve the nod? What do you think?
he deserves it. Yeah, and I know a lot of people will be pushing to say Josh should have got the chance, but this he will have more than enough All-Star games to go to, and I think Devin Booker what he's been able to do over the duration of his career with the organization as bad as they've been in the front office, but it's nice change that they've had this year. James Jones is doing a great job in his role there, and so I think that he has put up good enough numbers to warrant him taking that pick, and I wouldn't feel slighted for Jordan anyway.
The conversation going on, it's more national. It's more Stephen A., Max Kellerman type stuff, ESPN type stuff, whether Zion can overtake Ja for Rookie of the Year. Is that a conversation for you, Brevin? Is it offensive? Zion's played 9 games. Ja's played 48. I realize there's a discussion to be had if the Pelicans can catch the Grizzlies. But for you, is it even a conversation or a question?
Hell no, it ain't no conversation. I mean, like you said, he played 9 games, man. There's no denying how good he is. But his team didn't go 9-0 in those 9 games. Now, if he came back putting up the numbers he put up and they won every game, then we got to sit here and say, well, hey, listen, we may have to second guess what's going on. This dude is at his heels after 9. But after 9 games, and the Grizzlies have not fallen. See, that's the other thing. We haven't taken a step back at all through this. And we have only gotten better. And we're getting better as Morant continues to get better. So as long as those two things go together, then it just becomes a hype situation. There is any type of conversation of should Morant be it or should Zion be it?
If you look at the playoff standings heading into All-Star break, Brevin, the Grizzlies are 4 games back of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Blazers are now 4 games back of the Memphis Grizzlies. Even more, obviously, when you get to the Spurs and the Pelicans. It feels like the threat is the Blazers, and you sort of disposed of them last night. And now with Dame's injury, we'll see exactly what happens to them. But how confident are you at this point? I mean, how big is a 4-game cushion at the All-Star break?
4-game cushion is huge, and you know, you see with Lillard going down last night, you see that there will be a struggle, I think, for that team if he has to miss an extended period of time. And the one thing for the Grizzlies, they realize that after this All-Star, Petey always talks about, and we had the second hardest schedule remaining in the league with a heck of an April that they got to play. So it was good for them to have the cushion that they could have. And they're going to have to if this team can do 500 after the All-Star break, then this will be a playoff team, and it'll be a great credit to them. Whether no matter what that position it may be, it'll be a great credit to them to be able to reach that, and being so young, and it will be valuable experience for them to have. But I think they have themselves in a good position. It's just also about understanding that it's going to be different basketball coming back from the All-Star break. People start playing desperately, and they're going to have to play the same way.
You would know as a player, can an All-Star break disturb a groove? You know what I mean? When you're got a nice little mojo going, you know, you got 3 guys going to the break, but for the other guys coming back, when you got a week off, how much of a real threat is that? Could you have guys come back in a whole different mindset? They realize they're going to have to turn up, but was it ever a threat that, hey, maybe guys get a little lax coming back or whatever?
I don't think with this. I think that can happen, but I wouldn't think that would happen with this team right here. The only reason why is they are so hungry to get there, and they're so young. They don't know anything.
They don't know any better. Yeah.
They don't know anything.
They're just hungry. Some dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to play basketball again today. Like I'm going to the gym, coach. What we want to do? All
yes,
right,
sir.
It's for guys that have been there and done it before, where you can have all of the other thoughts. They have no other thoughts. And so that is the positive about it. But the one thing they just have to understand is the way that the Philadelphia 76ers played us in Philadelphia, that becomes the norm when you start to play post-All-Star game basketball for the teams that are still in the hunt.
So what does All-Star break hold for Brevin Knight? I mean, are we hitting the links? I mean, what's the plan?
Well, we're going to enjoy this Memphis weather. My son plays at Lausanne, so we will be watching high school basketball in the beautiful city of Memphis. And hopefully we can, if the weather can get up to 50 close to it and the wind slows down, then maybe I'll get out there and lose a couple balls.
So is your son throwing lobs to Moussa Cisse?
Yeah, he in practice. My son is just a freshman. So
I got you.
He plays when it gets later in the game. He'll get a chance to get out there and play. And for me, it's like, well, I guess I got to go and still be the supportive dad. But I would much rather be putting my feet in some sand with the sun shining after I came off the course. But
nah, you being good
parents,
dad.
You know, we make sacrifices
Amen.
For our kids.
Amen.
No
Amen.
Doubt. Hey, Brevin, man, you're the
Thank
absolute
you time,
best
brother.
In the business, man. Thank you so much.
You know, I love talking to you guys. Y'all have a good one.
Yep, you too, man. Appreciate it. He is Brevin Knight, Mr. Keep It Real television analyst for the Memphis Grizzlies. How about that? I had no idea his son was at Lausanne. I don't think I knew that. And he's a freshman. But, man, I mean, I would like to throw a lob to Musa Cisse, even in practice. That'd be fun.
I tell you what, to have him on, they must have some pretty good teams over there, the fact that he's just a freshman and not playing.
Yeah.
I figure Brevin Knight's kid can play.
Yeah, they do actually have some players.
I mean, they obviously got some.
Yeah, the kid Bo Montgomery, I believe, is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, I saw Kennedy Chandler at the game last night. Kennedy Chandler. He didn't, obviously he doesn't go to Lausanne, but
did he have a NASA hoodie on?
No, he had
young ballers are wearing NASA.
He had a Friends hoodie on.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Friends.
That Friends?
Yes, that Friends. Don't get it. Don't understand.
Oh, the throwback stuff's all
yes.
back in. You realize?
It is. Okay. It 100% is. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Yes.
The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies is 92.9 FM ESPN with daily hits from the Daily Memphians, Chris Harrington on the Grizz. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Anthony Sane from SI, Grizzly Maven every Wednesday at 1:25 p.m. With Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey take you inside the locker room weekdays at 2 p.m. and Gary Parrish joined by Jeff Calkins at 5 p.m. Weekdays. The Grizzlies eat on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Always on the radio.com app.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, it's Jason and John, and we are really loving these new 5-Hour Energy flavors. Strawberry Banana, Tropical Burst. It's zero sugar, 4 calories, and they're both delicious. Try them both, and then go online to the number 5hewin.com to vote for your favorite.
That's the number 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to an exciting tropical paradise. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 and over. Contest ends July 31st, 2020. For entry and rules, visit the number 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited.
Love is in the air, and Denzel's is the place to win the heart of your special Valentine. It's tomorrow, folks. And Denzel's has been doing this for a while, so you better get over there. It's for over 100 years. Their family's created handmade chocolates using only the finest ingredients in their Memphis candy kitchen. You can select from an array of beautiful heart-shaped boxes. You better have it for that woman. Packed with caramels and fudge, nougats and creams to nuts, and my favorite, their tartlets. For your Valentine's parties, too, Denzel's has everything from marshmallow hearts to their award-winning fudge pops. You can get it in the kids' bags. They can take it to school for their Valentine's Day parties. And listen, they've got their famous chocolate-covered strawberries, fresh ripe berries, dipped in fondant and enrobed in milk chocolate. Nobody dips them like Denzel's does. Place your order today at your favorite Denzel's location. They've got Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View there, off Covenant Pike, Collierville, and they've got the new store downtown. It's Valentine's Day, folks. It's up tomorrow. Say I love you with Denzel's. It's the best way to do it. Made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Well, you gotta play first.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, giant Snickers hole.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. Ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Thanks to Brevin Knight for coming on the show. Appreciate his time as always. The University of Memphis basketball team has a big game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
As we know, they're playing Cincinnati at Fifth Third Arena, whereas that has historically been a factory of sadness for the University of Memphis. They are 18-2 there all time.
Ooh, look at you with the stat nugget.
And that's going to do it for me on stats during this segment.
Well, you're right about the.
Can I get a round of applause?
Thank you, Brad. Since you're a 7-point favorite, I'm able to add that for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Fifth Third Arena.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good.
Breakdown?
This is the show you go to when you want surface-level stats
the
like
problem,
that.
Your problem is for Memphis right now is that they are on the outside looking in when it comes to being a top-four team in the AAC. Right now with SMU's win last night, we talked a little bit about that in checkout yesterday. Memphis is on the outside looking in. And what does that mean if they finish fifth or sixth? And keep in mind, you're on the outside looking in with Wichita State, which is also trying to get a top-four seed. So, you know, there's a bunch of teams trying to fight there. What does that mean? Well, it's very important. It means that next month in the AAC tournament, where Memphis may very well have to win the thing to get in the NCAA tournament, if you're not a top-four seed, you're going to have to win 4 games in 4 days. I know that's, you know, it bears repeating. It's because, again, right now, that's with what's left on my plate, that's the thing, if I'm Penny Hardaway, that's the biggest priority, is trying to finish again in that top four, because that gives me the best chance, right, to go out there. And again, in a year where college basketball, there isn't just a dominant team, it's like Myron said, if you can just get in, well, you get in the AAC tournament, you make a run, it's easier to make that run 3 games in 3 days as opposed to 4-4. So, again, Memphis tonight, you know, you look at tonight's game, how tough it is. John talked about it, it's really a twofer this week. You got UConn road game two. You could put yourself in a situation where you're fifth right now and lose both this week. It's going to be really tough to get up in there. And then your chances of winning that tournament next month really go downhill pretty quickly. So, like, it's now or never, quite frankly, for the Tigers. And if it doesn't happen tonight on the road in a place that's historically tough for them to win, then it better be against UConn. And if, in fact, frankly, you're in this position because of the home losses lately, because of the SMU loss, the way you played down the stretch, because of the South Florida losses, you're in this position needing to get a couple of these on the road where you're going to be an underdog.
Now, I was listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey, and they had it on a bracketage. I think his name was Patrick Stevens, I want to say. I hope that's right. And he made it sound like even if Memphis splits this week, it's not good enough. Like Memphis has to win both. Now, again, I don't know if that is exactly true because, again, you still have two cracks at Houston. That's the thing. It's like you still have two cracks at the Houston Cougars who are going to be a quad one, who would represent two quad one wins if you're able to get them. So, and then you still have Wichita State at home, which is no longer a quad one opportunity.
They got a must win tonight too.
I'm actually going to start. I'm going to stop talking about Wichita State because they're
it's weird.
They've fallen off, man.
Well,
they can still be a tournament team, but
they don't. Great Marshall teams don't do this.
Yeah.
They don't hit slumps like this and lose three in a row or whatever it is, four in a row, and get to this point. They typically get better as the season goes on. I know I say it over and over. It's because it's the case. It's what his teams do. So this is so unlike them. And you almost were at a point where you banked on them. I mean, they were a ranked team this year. At a point where you banked on them getting in, well, they've got to win tonight at UCF, just kind of keep pace, you know, sitting at 5-5 in conference.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop talking about Wichita State. Even if you beat them in Memphis, it's not going to be looked at as a good win.
If they can get back on track, it could be decent for you.
They're running out of time. Everybody's running out of time. You know, I mean, it's less about if they can for any team. It's more like what are they? Like, what are they as a team this late in the year? And Memphis tonight obviously is taking on a Cincinnati team that's trending the right way. They did take a tough loss to UConn last weekend, but they are playing their best basketball of the season for the most part right now. Jaron Cumberland is playing really well, and it's going to be an uphill climb for this Memphis basketball team. I don't expect them to win tonight, even though I do expect Precious Achiuwa to play. It's hard for me to, put much trust in them at this point. I mean, it's, a road game against a team that's playing well. Memphis is turning the wrong direction. Cincinnati's turning in the right direction. I don't have a whole lot of confidence. I know, you want to rally around them, but, I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. Like, I just don't have very high hopes for this team tonight.
I mean, no. It'd be – they're 7-point underdogs for a reason. That said, if you're looking for a reason to believe this team can do it, you look at the talent itself. You look at the fact that, frankly – you win against South Florida if you have a regular Precious Achiuwa performance. The guy gives you, it's 6-3 from that game. Look at the stats. Even Lance, who gives you, just the two, you need a little bit more. But from your guards, Quinones got you 10, Boogie got you 14. And it was really your bench with Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, who, again, I would tell you, folks that just cast them off like they've got nothing to contribute, it's ridiculous. They give you 31 off the bench. If you get the usual production from Precious, you win that game, and we say things are looking up. I just tweeted out the stat. Four games before South Florida, and I know everybody wants to put it on shooting and say, man, they just don't have the shooters. You're actually shooting 40% or better.
Yeah.
Like, things were actually, if you want to look at it, you want to really keep things in perspective, they were outside the top 200. The last four games or so before South Florida, things had started to look better. Go back to the point. The main reason he lost South Florida, Precious gets in foul trouble. All of a sudden, the game plan isn't working and jiving with him, and he's shooting, he's 0-4 from three, and it's not working. You're not getting what you normally do. Now, get back to the point. If you can keep sort of the uptick that you had going from your shooters, mm-hmm. right, your guards, get a Precious that we all said is a walking double-double before South Florida, there's a chance. Okay? That's what I'm saying. The problem is, if we're going to continue to keep it very real, is that DJ Jeffries was very good for you. In fact, he was paramount, how good he was in that Cincinnati game. You're going to miss that tonight. That said, there is enough talent on this squad to have a guy or two step up and play a lot better than he had, right, and sort of be able to make up for the void created by DJ. Because, again, yes, Cumberland's playing well. Yes, since he seems to be on a different trajectory to you as you are right now, where you've got it turned, they've got it turned around.
Yep.
That said, they're not some juggernaut. They're not a five seed in the tournament. They're like they typically are. They're not the dogs they typically are defensively. This ain't your mama's Cincinnati team.
Yes, no, okay? It's definitely not. Now we had a good conversation earlier today about Memphis basketball that I think is worth revisiting about just sort of how we're litigating this year and sort of how we are. Talking about it, how we're, how we feel about it. And Myron Metcalf joined the show from ESPN, and I think he differed with a little bit of the narrative that you would otherwise probably hear on the station, that you have heard on the station, which is you just can't criticize Penny for anything. This year it's totally a wash because of the injuries. And there's just no question about it. I mean, the injuries are a huge part of what's gone wrong with Memphis. I mean, James leaving, DJ Jeffries being out. I mean, nobody with a brain would deny that, but Myron's point is, you still have talent on this roster, and it's still Penny Hardaway's job to sort of teach it and coach how to play basketball at a high level. I mean, that's the way it is. That's every coach in college basketball's job. And some people, kind of bristle at that a little bit earlier today.
Well, again, and look, Julie and I have gone back and forth since. Her I think her point was, and I don't think Myron was doing this, was when you put all the blame on Penny Hardaway. When there's clearly, and don't take into account the injuries. But I think all of us reasonably understand that, yes, injuries change the expectations this season. Injuries and James Wiseman leaving. You know, that especially James, that changes where you're not talking about national championships. You're no longer even talking about Sweet 16. But you are still talking about a lottery pick in the middle and some awfully good talent around him that if you're not averaging 17 turnovers per game, John, you should be a lot better than you are offensively. Like, all of that can still go together. All of that said, you peel back every layer, take James off. Take Lester's extended stay there for a while with the hand. Take DJ Jeffries off now. You're looking at 17-6, and yes, the margin for error is thin. You put yourself in that position largely because of the two home losses to SMU and to South Florida. Like, you could have survived 40 points to Tulsa. That's the one on Myron that's like that one that I do disagree with him on. Yes, that looks bad, the 40 points. It's on the road, though. It's more easily explained than the loss to South Florida and to SMU at home, where, again, those teams are much less talented than you are, and you've got enough left to be able to hold those off. That said, at 17-6, this is still a, for the most part, good job by Penny Hardaway, and I think it can be even better if you can, like we said, keep the uptick going from your perimeter players and get a focused Precious back together. There's nothing that says you can't put that back together, go on a nice little run here, and make the tournament.
Now, let me ask
that
you this.
That can still happen.
So my premise was sort of that, okay, these next eight games starting tonight will tell us something about Penny Hardaway, how he handles adversity. This is the meaty portion of Memphis's AAC schedule, right, with Houston twice and Cincinnati on the road and Wichita State at home. And my premise was that, you know, yes, even without DJ Jeffries, this is a stretch that – we will learn something about Penny Hardaway. Do you reject that? Do you agree with that, or do you reject that?
I mean, what are we going to learn that we haven't already?
How he handles adversity, you know, and again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.